The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show may not be those of the host or management. Welcome to Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with your host, B. Wright Jones. Sexy is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. This podcast show will bring you encouragement, inspiration, and hope. Know that it's time to walk in your purpose with clarity, confidence, and power. Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show is being brought to you by Keep Looking Up with B. Wright Jones, LLC. Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with me, your host, Coach B. It is always it's an exciting time to come and to share with you. And I'm just excited about my next guest, as I'm always excited. But I'm telling you, this is going to be a really good conversation and is much needed. So I want to, at this point, at this time, I always like to share the acronym for SEXY. Again, this is Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast, and SEXY is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. And the show is being brought to you by Keep Looking Up with B. Wright Jones, LLC. All right, so at this time, I'm going to ask the special guest to come on in the room. Lauren, come on in the room. Come on in the room. Yes. Hey, Lauren.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Hello. Welcome. I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today. But before we get into that, I would love for you to introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience at this time. Tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your family, whatever you'd like to share at this time.
Okay, that sounds great. So, as you said, my name is Lauren, and I am originally from Ohio, from about Cleveland area, born and raised, Buckeye fan. And so I lived most of my life in Ohio. I decided while I was in high school that I wanted to be a nurse. So I went to nursing school at Cedarville University. Wow. And graduated, and I'm still a nurse full time, but I have a side business of taking women backpacking, which we'll get into later. But I 7 years ago moved out to Montana, and so now I live in Montana. I met my husband here in Montana. Nice. I think we're kind of stuck in Montana, which is a great place to be. You know, I love it. I kind of joke I was born in the wrong state, I think, because once I saw mountains, my family would vacation out west a lot. And once I saw mountains, I was kind of a goner. And so, like I said,
I know it's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. It's snowing right now. Nobody talks about the winters in Montana. They're pretty harsh, but the summers are magical. And so, that's kind of where I am now. I've got two dogs that no kids that my dogs are my kids.
Yes.
And and so we're just living, we live near Bozeman, Montana.
Oh, awesome. So you're in Montana, you have two fur babies, you're married, and you're a registered nurse and a business owner. That's awesome. So your life is good, is looking good. Yeah.
But it is a good life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. But that has not always been the case. You've been through some things. You have a healing journey of your own that you had to go through with grief, mm-hmm. With some physical pain that you had to go through. At this time, can you share some of what you've been through and how your faith has kept you in the race of not giving up, but getting to a place of now empowering other women?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So this all started what we're talking about, the just the healing and the grief. When I was in nursing school, so I was a junior in college, and I was actually working at a summer camp. And just to give you a little background, my family, I grew up in a really healthy family. Both of my parents loved the Lord. They had a strong marriage. We had a strong family. It was kind of as close to like a Hallmark movie as you can get. Very safe childhood,
Amazing,
surrounded by
yes.
people I loved, and just very safe and healthy. And so what was coming was not even a thought, was not an expectation for my life. But I was working at a summer camp between my junior and senior year in college, and I was actually out here in Montana. And I
Okay.
got a phone call one night, and it was my dad, and he said, "I need you to sit down. I have some horrible news. Your mom was hit by a car and she died. Mom died tonight."
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah, that was not expected or welcomed in any
Oh,
way.
wow.
And so instantly, my life changed.
Yeah.
So I got back on a plane the next morning, flew back to Ohio, and just kind of was handed this new reality that I wasn't really sure what to do with. And I was young. I was, junior in college, so around 20.
Oh.
And dealing with, nursing school, which I'm sure there's some nurses listening, and it is not easy to
I
pass
can
nursing.
imagine. That's a lot. That's a lot. And I have
Yeah.
to ask, are you an only child?
No, I'm the oldest of
Okay.
four. And so I have
Okay.
three younger
Okay.
brothers.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So I was a Christian at the time. I still am.
Yes.
But so that foundation was critical for me. Even when my dad was telling me the news, I had just this rush of peace that didn't make sense. And
Oh.
I just knew that God was there, God was with me, and there was just a comfort.
Amen. So when you got the news, when you found out, were you able to continue nursing school or did you have to take a break? How did that go?
I decided to continue, and I'm really glad it. You can look back and just see how God is working in all the small details, and
Yeah.
just even my choice in nursing school. It was a Christian school, and so
Wow.
there was just a level of support there that was
Amen.
beyond. Because
Yeah.
when I went back to finish my senior year. And
Yeah.
so she died in July, and I went back to school in August, at the end of August. So not very much time
Wow.
processed
Okay.
everything. And so my professors got the word, and so they all knew. And
Okay.
then some of them, I went into their office and sat down and talked with them and just said, "Hey, this is what happened, and I want to be here and I want to finish." And they rallied around me and they helped me. And it's pretty special when your professors are praying for you,
Amen.
your classmates are praying for you.
Wow.
Everybody kind of knew.
Wonderful.
And so I don't know that I would have been able to finish if I didn't have that level of support.
Yes, that was awesome. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You were definitely where you needed to be. That was part of God's plan, that particular school, because God already knew what was going to happen, but you had that support already there. So that's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
He is involved in the little details and the
Yeah.
things we don't even understand or know or are
Yeah.
smart enough to think of, or
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
pretty incredible.
That is, that really is. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. So, how did your father, was he able to really hold on? How was your father during this? Because I know you said you're the oldest sibling. So with your relationship with your father, did you have to step up more, or was your father prepared due to his faith also, if you don't mind me asking?
No, you are welcome to ask anything during our I'm a pretty open book. So,
Amen. Amen.
yeah, my dad, I have an incredible dad, and he
Amen.
is very strong in his faith. And you know, he from the start was very involved in our family. My mom, once us kids started being born, my mom stopped working and just raised us full time and ended up homeschooling us, all of us.
Amen. Okay.
And yeah, but my dad was still involved in that process. And
Yeah.
so I still had two brothers who were in high school,
Yeah.
and my dad was able to pick up and continue teaching them. And he kind of
Wow.
knew how our family was run. He wasn't one of those dads who just worked and then came home and
Yeah.
collapsed and then
He was
worked.
very much involved.
Yeah.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I really feel like, and of course I wasn't home for a big chunk since I was in college, but I really feel like he picked up the ball. He had a lot of support though too in our church, in our
Amen.
friends. We had a homeschool group that really came around him and helped, with education and everything. And
Yeah.
his family is there. My mom's family is there. So
Amen.
he was also surrounded by a big network of support.
Amen. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So you also had another healing process that you had to go through physically. Can we talk about that?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
It's something that I want a lot of women. I think it's more common than we realize, and something that is sensitive and vulnerable, and so not a lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah.
But I just recently experienced massive amounts of healing, and I want to help other women and give them the healing, the ability to find help too.
Yes, amen.
So yeah, so I grew up, so I was born in 88, and so I grew up in the 90s primarily. And in the 90s, I'm sure you remember, or since I grew up in church,
Yeah.
it was a big push for what we're now calling purity culture.
Yes.
Yes. So
Yes.
all the I Kissed Dating Goodbye books, A Bride Wore White, just this save yourself for marriage. And
Yes.
not that all of those were bad, and I understand what they were trying to do, but I just feel like it was really communicated to me mostly through my church and some of the women in my life, that it is so important to save yourself sexually for marriage. It was like the ultimate sin to have sex outside of marriage.
Right. Yeah.
And my parents, I love them. They did such a good job, but they were
Amen.
uncomfortable. They were uncomfortable in the realm of sex, and so
Yeah.
they just kind of, whatever our church wanted to teach me, they kind of
Yeah.
like off and like, oh, good, somebody's talking to you about
I
that.
understand. Yeah.
So I'm saying all this because I don't fault them. I'm not even, my teachers and everything who taught me the purity culture, I'm not bitter or angry towards them, but
Yeah.
it was communicated to me that, it's the ultimate sin, and basically you would die if you would have sex outside of marriage. So
Wow.
for a long, long time, it was programmed into my brain, just these concepts of like, toxic things like men need sex more than women, and if you don't give them sex, they're gonna start looking outside of marriage. And
Wow.
it's your duty and it's a responsibility of you. And whatever my high school brain
Yeah.
held on to
Yeah.
caused some problems down the road. And
Okay.
so when I got married, I did save myself for marriage, just like a
Amen. Amen.
good little girl. But
Amen.
when I got married and so
Yeah.
started having sex, it was incredibly physically painful for me.
Wow.
I had kind of thought, well, this is a first for me. And so, I got it. And I'm a nurse too. So I'm thinking like, okay, physically, like I gotta like stretch out a little bit. The
Wow.
first month I wasn't thinking much of it, but
Yeah.
then it continued and I had physical pain for 3 years.
Three
Every
years.
3 years,
Whoa.
every time it was excruciatingly painful.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And so I started being like, this isn't normal, and this isn't
Yeah.
fun. And it started to have an effect on our marriage, because it was just like sex was a point of frustration now. And
Yeah.
my husband had a different sexual background and he didn't understand. He was like, this has never happened before. And so he started feeling bad, like he was hurting me. And it
Yeah.
was just, it was just starting to really be a huge issue in our marriage.
Yeah.
And so I started doing some research. I
Okay.
love listening to podcasts. I started listening to podcasts and,
Yes.
just looking to, I started talking to different friends and putting pieces together. And what I discovered that I have is a condition called vaginismus. I can never say it right, but
Vaginismus.
vaginismus. Yeah. So
Okay.
basically what it is the walls of your vagina start spasming, and it's a brain issue, and it's your brain saying, no, sex is bad, you should not be having sex. And so it's literally your body trying
Wow.
out anything from your vagina.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's why it was hurting so bad. And it was something that I couldn't control, because I tried doing all the like deep breathing, I tried
Yeah.
relaxing. Everybody says, well, you need to do foreplay before. We tried all of that, nothing was helping.
Oh.
And so thank goodness I found this podcast that was talking about it, and I was like, she was just explaining just the symptoms, and I was like, check, 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 check. And I was like, I really think it was God's grace leading me to, because you got to know what the problem is,
Yes.
fix
Yeah.
anything. And I was like, that's it. That's what I have. So then I started looking into how can I fix this? And the gold standard and what everybody is talking about in healing this is pelvic floor therapy.
Okay.
Okay, so I started looking into pelvic floor therapy, and just something wasn't sitting right with me. And I just knew that, okay, it's a therapy, so I have to go in, and you have to go in and do the therapy,
Right.
and then you most likely will have homework. And I just knew with my schedule and what I have on my plate, I was like, I'm not going to be doing these exercises and these. And it's time consuming. You got to drive and all this stuff. And so I'm like, there has to be a different way. And again, through the grace of God bringing this woman into my life, I found hypnotherapy. And I at first was like, when I heard what she did, I was like, oh, that's kind of, I don't know about that. I grew up pretty conservative, and I was like, hypnotherapy, like, that sounds kind of woo-woo. And but I started listening to her, and this woman who does hypnotherapy, she's a Christian, and I knew her on some kind of personal level. And so I was like,
Okay.
I trusted her. And then
Yeah.
she started diving into and explaining to me the science behind hypnotherapy, and my nursing brain, very science. And so I was like, that totally makes sense. I mean, it's and so I had another friend try it for a different issue. And I asked her, I'm like, hey, is that legit? Did hypnotherapy help? And she was like, yes, like just give it a try. So I did. So I tried it. I had an amazing amount of peace about it, and I tried it. And can I tell you, after one session, my pain was completely gone. And
What?
I have not had pain once since, and it's been almost a month. Zero pain.
Oh
And
my goodness. That's amazing. And I have to be honest, I have always been kind of leery about the hypnotherapy. And to sit here and to hear you, how it's changed your life like that. That's amazing. Wow. So it actually works.
Well, and
Wow.
she was very clear with me that you have, I was skeptical, so you can go into it
Yeah.
skeptical, but she was
Yeah.
like, you have to want this to work. Like, your brain has to have some amount of being open to this, but you can still be skeptical about it. And I was like, I might be throwing away some money here, but I do. It needs to be, if you're a Christian, having another Christian do it and lead you, it was very spiritual. And
Okay.
God showed up, and I prayed that He would show up during my session, and
Yeah.
He showed up in some really cool ways. And she told me after, she was like, I could tell that was a powerful session. And she wasn't sure. She was like, you might need one or two sessions. We're not sure. But after
Okay.
we were done, she was like, that was so powerful. I would not be surprised if one did it. And so it's,
That's awesome.
yeah, it was so great. And it has given us so much hope back in our
Yes.
marriage and just so much. I feel like we're like at a honeymoon stage now because I'm like, okay.
Yes, that is exciting. Wow. I'm so happy for you and your husband because, I can imagine the tension and, the frustration that that caused. But now to be at a place where you can be at that level in your marriage without that pain, and can really embrace each other is beautiful. So I'm so glad that that worked for you because I can't even imagine the pain that you went through. And I don't know, but that's awesome. So for those that are listening and viewing at this time, and there may be some women that are going through that, but they're still skeptical. They're still like, I don't know. What could you say to them at this moment that would give them that reassurance that, open your mind to it, be open and pray about it, but what else can you say at this moment that could possibly help them to maybe go down that road if needed?
Well, I mean, Belinda, you hit on the first step is praying about it.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I mean, I was praying about an answer and healing. And I was like, God, I know you care about this. You care
Yeah.
about sex and our sex life, and it's a
Yeah.
gift. And it sure
Yeah.
doesn't feel like a gift because it hurts really bad.
Yeah.
So I
Yeah.
was just like, I know this is what you have for me. And so praying is like step one, foundational, praying that He guides your steps and that He brings certain people into your life and you cross paths with certain people.
Yeah.
And then just doing the practical steps of, being wise and asking for discernment in what you hear
Yeah.
and asking Him to help you discern, okay, is that a bunch of woo-woo mumble jumbo or is
Yeah.
that something? And taking for yourself and doing some research, we have access to so much information.
That's right.
And so really, finding, and it can be overwhelming too, because there's a lot
Yeah.
out there, but finding a handful of people who you really trust, whether that's podcasts or YouTube channels or, Christian mentors, and
Yeah.
asking them or listening to them. And then once you find something, praying again about it. Like I said, I
Yeah.
went into my session with so much peace and
Yeah.
just knowing. I knew that it was a brain issue.
Yeah.
I knew that hypnotherapy could heal the brain.
Yeah.
And
That peace was an answer for you because, we're supposed to be led by God's peace. So that's an indication right there. So So that's good. So I just wanted to touch on that. But yeah, that you weren't afraid, you weren't fearful, but you had a peace. You were guided by that peace. Yeah.
Yeah. And not to say, like I said, I was still skeptical,
Yeah.
but that skepticism was accompanied with peace, where I was
With
just like,
peace. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And then, yeah, and then just evaluating, like seeing if there is actual science and data. And, during this is one of the most frequent questions is I was completely there for my whole session. I can tell you exactly what happened the whole time. I was not like, it's not like this
Oh.
stage hypnosis where you are doing things and you have no idea and she makes you scratch.
Yeah.
It's not like that at all.
So you're fully aware of what's going on.
Yes,
That's good to
fully
know.
aware. I was fully in control. I was talking to her my whole session.
Oh.
And I remember my whole session.
Wow.
And
Okay.
so, and I even remember, and it's not like you don't do anything involuntary is, and
Okay.
she'll tell you that. And it was true for me. Even she would ask me questions and I would say, "Ooh, I don't want to say that." But then I was
Yeah.
just like, go with the process and like, just
Okay.
be honest. And so it's not like you
Wow.
tell her things that you're like, I can't believe I told her that,
Wow.
and,
That's awesome.
So I guess just doing a little bit of research too into, okay, what exactly is going to go on. And
Yeah.
I had a level of trust there with her, and I kind of had her vetted already because another
Yeah.
friend. So if you can have some of those pieces in place, that helps.
That's great. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. So, wow, that's been a journey, but thank God you received your healing.
Yeah.
You're doing so much better now. So I'm glad that that worked out for you. And that now gives other people hope that are tuning in, so that may be going through that or went through the situation like you went through with your mom. So all of this is helping someone else. So this is what we call, encouraging others and helping others to be empowered by hearing our stories of how we've overcome or how we've, gotten or gained victory in our lives through challenges and different things. So thank you so much for sharing that. But another thing I wanted to touch on is what you're doing now as a business owner. This is so amazing what you're doing, and I would love for you to talk about it. Talk about some of the adventures that you've had, and how you reach these women, or how do these women reach you? So share. I'm not going to give it away. Let's just get right into it. Let's get right into it.
So I mentioned, I'm a nurse, but then on the side, I take women backpacking trips up into the mountains. And so I created this business. Oh boy, it hasn't even been a year. It was last spring.
Wow.
And I knew that I love nursing. I'm not sure if I'll ever get out of it completely, but I
Yeah.
knew there was something else. I knew God had
Yeah.
some kind of assignment, some kind of,
Yeah.
purpose for me. And it just, long story that we won't get into, but all God leading steps, orchestrating events in my life, He led me to start a small business where, I teach women how to backpack because a lot of women don't know how to, and they're intimidated and by getting out and trying. And
Yeah.
so I have like a whole prep course that we go through virtually before their trip, and then I take them on a backpacking trip. And so they get to meet their group. A lot of times it's women from all over the country. A lot of times they're strangers and they
Wow.
don't know each other. And so then we meet in real life and we go on a backpacking trip. And it has been so much fun. And it's named Mo Mountains after
I
my
was
mom.
getting ready to say that. Mo Mountain. I love that. I love
Yeah.
that. Wow. So this is amazing. So you go as a group of women on this backpacking trip. Now, how long are these trips?
So everybody flies in to Montana, and for now we've been doing Bozeman. So everyone flies into Bozeman on Thursday. I pick
Okay.
everybody up, I gather everybody up, and then we go to an Airbnb that's kind of close to the trailhead. And that way, you can just feel everyone's nerves, and everyone's like meeting new people, and some of them are doing it for the first time, so they're just like,
Yeah.
oh. So we get to the Airbnb, and that is just a time where we eat dinner together, we get to meet each other, and then I go through and I make sure, okay, this is how we're gonna pack our backpacks. And I check everybody, make sure everyone's ready to go, we have what we need. We figure out, okay, who's sleeping in whose tent, who's sharing whose stove. We get all the logistics worked out. We talk
Okay.
about how do you use your bear spray, and what are we gonna do if we come upon, a predator.
Oh my
So
goodness.
it's kind of like a orienting night.
Yeah.
And then Friday morning we get up, eat breakfast together, and then we hit the trail. And so we spend Friday night and Saturday night in the mountains camping out. And
Okay.
then we're back home by about Sunday afternoon, back in Bozeman by Sunday dinner time. And then everybody kind of flies out on Monday. So,
Awesome. I love that. Have you ever encountered a bear?
Yes,
Oh my
we
goodness.
have. Yes,
How did that turn out? Oh my goodness.
everybody was so brave. Nobody freaked out. And it was good. It was actually best case scenario. It was not a grizzly bear. That's always the first
Okay.
question.
Okay.
It
Okay.
was a
Ooh.
black bear.
Okay.
And he or she, I'm not sure, but he was younger. You could tell. It kind of like
Yeah.
teenage, but there was no mama.
Okay. Okay.
And so actually one of the girls we were eating, it was Sunday morning, and so
Yeah.
we already packed up our camp, which again, great
Yeah.
situation to be in.
Yes.
And we were eating our last breakfast around the camp before we were heading
Okay.
back. So everybody was kind of ready to go, and one of the girls was sitting there eating, and she goes, "There's a bear, like tall as anything."
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, and it was close. It was close. You could tell he kind of had his routine down because we were camping in an area that had a few camp spots, and so I
Okay.
that typically Sunday morning everybody starts camp. So he was just making his rounds to
Making
all,
his right, isn't that something?
and
Wow.
it was really cool, and like something I want to encourage, because predator fear is probably the number one thing that every woman comes with,
Yeah.
on my trips when I ask them what they're afraid of. And I want
Yes.
to encourage them, it your senses kick in, and you can read the animal's body language
Yeah.
pretty instinctively.
Yeah.
I was like looking at him right away, and I knew he wasn't aggressive. You could tell he was
Okay.
wanting food, and
Okay.
he kind of insecure and just kind of like walking around, and
Yeah.
he just wasn't like a huge threat. And
Yeah.
so I ended up just I walked towards him, and was you're supposed to speak very sternly once you kind of know that they're not like in attack mode. You just
Okay.
speak very sternly and tell him to go away. And I was talking to him like I was talking to my dog. Like I was just like, no,
Wow.
this is not. And so I was standing, the whole group was like behind me, and I was the one that was kind of pushing him away. And
Wow.
he was looking at me, and when I was talking to him, he was just kind of, he kept like walking and just kind of looking. And then I started waving my arms and making
Yeah.
myself really big, and that's when he was like, oh no thanks, and then he
And
just
went about his way.
ran away. Yeah, once
Okay.
I started like
Okay.
getting myself, making myself look bigger,
Wow.
he was not interested, but
Okay. That's
yeah
something. That's
yeah
something. But wow, but this sounds so though exciting though what you're doing. And how long have you said this is you started this has been about a year now?
Yeah, this spring it'll be about a year. I kind of
Okay.
announced it, I think, in March. So we're coming up on a year.
How often do you go out on these trips?
Yeah, well, so I already have our summer planned. So we're going to have 5 trips throughout the summer. And so we're
Nice.
starting at the end of July, like the last
Okay.
weekend in July. And then
Okay.
we'll go until the second weekend in September.
Oh, that's nice. Okay,
Yeah.
awesome. Wow. Well, I love that, getting on, on the outdoors, enjoying nature. So that sounds so exciting. So thank you for sharing on that. I'd love for you at this time, if you have any last words that you would like to share, if you would share that at this moment, and then if you could please share how people can get in contact with you, if you have a website, if you want to share your email, and information about your business at this time.
Yeah, no, sure. Well, I kind of mentioned this throughout, but I am an open book, and I really believe that when we keep things hidden and secret, whether
Yeah.
we're embarrassed to talk about it or whatever, that's when Satan has a lot of power to
Yeah.
just keep you in that place. And so I
Yeah.
really encourage women, like, start talking about the things that you're stuck with or that
Right.
You want healing from or deliverance from.
Yes.
That's for me, especially like with my sexual pain. That's what got me the answers, is I started asking trusted friends, is this normal? Is this is what I'm dealing with? And
Yeah.
so just be courageous in that, in asking and seeking. And just know that you're not broken, you're not too far out of reach where you can receive healing.
Right.
And all your listeners are always welcome. We'll put my contact information down, but ask me any questions. Ask me for specific, podcasts that I listen to, or ask
Yes.
me for the hypnotherapist. I'm happy to refer you to her. So
And
feel free to email me, or I'm very active on social media. DM me. I would love to help, whether you're dealing with grief from losing a loved one, or you want to know more about how to backpack and get out and not be, scared, or if you are dealing with any kind of sexual pain or
yeah.
anything, like I'm happy to help.
That's
And
awesome.
then yeah. And then as far as, contacting me, my backpacking website is momountains.com, and Mo is MOE. And so you can see where we're going this summer and all the information about how the trips work and everything on
That's
there.
Mo Mountains with an S
Yes, Mo
dot
Mountains.
com. Okay,
Yes.
that's great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then I have my, Instagram that I'm active on. I have both a Mo Mountains Instagram and my personal, and I manage the Mo Mountains one. So you'll be talking to me. So,
Yeah, that's great. I'm going
yeah.
to put the information in the description, but if you could just verbally share your Instagram and whatever other account you'd like people to connect with you on. But I'm still going to put it in the description, but I also like for you to share verbally
Sure,
your
sure.
contact.
Yeah. So my Instagram for Mo Mountains is just at Mo Mountains. That's it. And then my personal one is at Lauren, and that's Lauren, and then underscore, and my last name, which is Hostetler, which is Hostetler, and then another underscore after that.
And that's for Instagram, correct?
For Instagram, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, I am on Facebook too, and it's just my name, Lauren
Just your
Hostetler.
name. Okay, wonderful. All right, thank you so much for sharing that. This has been great. Your story is amazing. I'm so glad that we were able to connect and you're able to share, so that this can help others that may be going through a similar situation. So again, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it and appreciate you. So guys, you have it. Lauren has been great. Get connected. Don't hold things in. Don't be in shame. Don't be afraid. But we need to be transparent and to talk about those things. The Bible tells us, that we need each other. The word tells us that, that we need each other. It's about community. It's about sharing. It's about getting the help that we need. And we cannot do that alone. So be open, and just allow God to lead you to those individuals that can help you in your healing journey. So again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And as I always say, keep looking up. All right, guys, be blessed. Thank you again, Lauren. And everybody, have an amazing rest of the week. And I'll see you guys on next Thursday. Take care. God bless.
This is now a time of call to salvation. If you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you at this time to repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. I ask that you come into my heart and save me. I confess that you are Lord, and I thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I accept you now. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. Continue to build your relationship with the Lord in prayer and in reading His Word. Trust and believe that God has a beautiful purpose and plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. Be blessed and know that heaven is cheering for you as well as myself. God bless you and keep looking up. If this podcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to sow a seed into this podcast, you can do so with Cash App at $ keep looking up 7, the number 7, and PayPal msladyb2020 at comcast.net. God bless you.